Blog Talk Radio.
Never hang me on the wall, though. We presidents, nigga, we push buttons. Rest of y'all just react. Victory lap, nigga, this marathon. Still don't stop, though. Count me up.
Oh shit, nope.
Yeah, I never plan to make it to a old nigga. Plant the bag 560 off a zone, nigga. Did my Giovanni Fiend chrome, nigga. Drop the mixes on Pirelli's, hit the road with him. I should get the cover of the Rolling Stone, nigga. I should perform at the old Republic of Rome.
Bam, bam. All right, let's go. We are live with Grit Grind Gold. So we're going to do a little something called Carrot Bars, Broken Promises, and Distractions. Make sure if you haven't already subscribed, make sure you subscribe to Crip Talk Podcast. Subscribe to Grit Grind Gold. Follow on the Twitter, all that good stuff. And guess what? We even left, even though we know it won't, no one will do this. I put the phone number. It's scrolling on the screen. Anybody want to use their K1 Impulse and make the phone call? I mean, you got a K1 Impulse in satellite right now, so you should be able to get a connection at this point, right? And that you
it's
send
in
it
the
out
stratosphere,
there
to, right?
Right, it's in the stratosphere, trying to pick up a signal. Can you hear me now? Good. So call in. Call it. Go ahead and call in. You know, we're going to do the damn thing. Don't just, you know. Distractions and broken promises. That's what you guys is all about. And we're going to give it to you like this since because... Well, because we can. And, you know, we're just going to give you back the energy you give us.
Well, it's not even that we can. It's like at this point we have to.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, you guys pretty much signed up for this at this point. Let's see what's cracking. So we know that there's going to be like, we know they're going to be in the, see, here's what you guys do, though. See, all your dudes, you'll give all that smoke when you could just cut and paste on a message, you know, like after the video's done or something. Then you have all these points that you want to, like, cut it out, man. You know what I'm saying? Or on Twitter, when you could just tweet and retreat.
Tweet and retreat.
You guys will do it then, but let's see if you guys call in, though. Like, I know, because you guys watch the shit. I know you guys watch the channel. You guys be
well,
heavy in the building.
Here's what kind of, like, I was thinking about this before I came on. I think it's very ironic that, like, all the top dogs, corporate, can delete and retreat tweets.
Yeah.
On, like, people that are, like putting out legitimate concerns, but the minute you or me delete or, like, block somebody on Twitter, oh, God,
yeah,
their pussies hurt.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Their panties get all bunched up. Their panties get all bunched up in their twats. They're like, you know, first they were down for the fisting. Now all of a sudden they're fucking using safe words and shit. Banana cream pie. I'm like, cut it out. Cut it out, Toots. You signed up for this. You guys are ready. You signed up for this, Toots. You know what it is. What's up to James Doe?
I also love how everybody's still saying, nobody's listening to you two. You ain't nothing. I'm like, well, why are you getting so disgruntled?
I know. Why you got your panties in a bunch for then? If that's the case, like, why are you so worried about
it?
Let me see. I'm going to try to see.
For real, though, this is not funny. This is people are losing a lot of money on this. And, like, I've had some people comment to me, you know, like, you and me talking about it and just, like, joking about it and making laughs. But they're like, this isn't funny. You know, we're losing our life savings.
Okay.
So, and at the same time, well, I get that, everybody. But at the same time, I think all the Kool-Aid drinkers need to realize that, too.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. For that particular reason, I could respect that. You know what I mean? Like, for those people, yeah, I do not want to hurt those people's feelings or gaslight what they're going through or anything like that. It's just that if you're at the point where you know you lost, then understand that what we're really doing is we're poking these clowns that continue to not only push the scam, but those who just buy it up or perpetuate it, even though they know it's a scam too. So I'm never going to attack someone who made a decision, who was ambitious enough to try something new, because it made sense from the spill. If you know where this, you know, economy is going, you know, gold's good store of value, you know, crypto's the future. Yeah, that would make sense, especially because this is such a new technology anyway. So it's not like anybody has it 100% figured out and really, really knows. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that, you know, you tried to do something, which you should have tried to do. You're trying to make moves. I can get that. But, you know, after so much evidence to continue to perpetuate it, that's really who we're triggering, who we want to trigger. We don't mean to disrespect anybody, you know, nothing like that. It's just that understand the energy that we get. At some point, you know, I'm going to return the energy the same way it comes to me at some point. That's just basically what it is.
Oh, definitely. I've already warned them. Like, you motherfuckers want to swing at me? One swing's going to get two hits on the chin.
That's why I said that, like, they're really hurting it more than, like the ones that, these clowns that keep coming on, they're really hurting it more than we are, because what they're doing is so clownish. Anybody who's invested, and they have to look at that they're in the same association with some of these guys. It's like, that's a pithy moment. Like, you got to really evaluate, like, yeah, these are the guys who you're putting your money with, these guys, you know, not just, like, the fact that they did that little false little weather balloon or hot air balloon launch with the K-1.
Was I the only one that thought that looked like a junior high school field trip?
No, exactly what it looked like.
Yeah, I totally went on Instagram for crypto data.
I'm
and told them. I was like, yo, dude, this looks like a an eighth grade field trip filmed by a drone.
Matter of fact, we're going to roll that wonderful bean footage as we speak. Where are we at? How do we get down to that? We're going to do it just like this. Blam. I'm going to take that off. Hold up real quick. Uh-oh. Took the wrong thing off. Whatever. We need that off right there. Yeah. Boom. Yeah, we'll just go ahead and play this in the background. Like, yeah, just, I mean, you just look at this. Like, you're going to really tell me that you think that these guys are teamed up with SpaceX? Really?
Yeah, and it was like the chick peeling off the decal on the back of, like, what SUV. It was like crypto data.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Right there.
I was like, let me guess. You own the window tinting company, right?
Right. They got the propanes. They're plugging in the propanes to get maximum air to the hot air balloon. You know, they shined up that K1 impulse and taped it to, they got the drone that's slingshotting. You know, the little mobile command center.
Well, here's the thing, too, though, now. All this was supposed to be developed before that phone was sold.
There you go. That part.
I mean, true story.
That part. But they're teaming up with SpaceX, so that's pretty epic, I guess. You know what I mean? Really think about Elon Musk and what he's doing. If he's going to halt his whole Mars exploration and all those different satellites he deployed when they went up to the atmosphere and, you know, a couple months ago, he's going to hope that he must really see something in crypto that future that he's like, oh, shit. I never thought about strapping a cell phone to a hot air balloon and send it out in the air. We wasted all these billions of dollars with rockets and astronauts. Little did we know we could have been a lot more frugal.
Like, why didn't they put one in the back of his roadster? Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's a lot of resources that could have really went to somewhere else instead of if he would have known that they could just strap a phone to a hot air balloon and send it out there. That right there is that's epic, but that you could do that. So
I'm sorry. I mean, am I the only one that thinks that was like the dumbest fucking thing they put out?
I mean, it was, but consider at this point. We're not going to speak about those who got in early. We're not going to speak about those who got in early and all that. But consider who is still rocking with them right now. This is right up the alley. Like, they think this is epic. Even though the phone's not even on when it's out in the atmosphere. But they think it's epic. Like, they think they're really on to something here. That's the Kool-Aid.
I will say I will say this right now, guys. God, it was Crypto Data's Instagram page when they started they started pumping that 50% off phone. I was like, well, how long does it take for the phone to be shipped from ordering? They're like 2 days. I was like, okay. I literally got my I've been waiting on my second K1 impulse for a year, and right after I made that message, I got it.
Really? Yeah, because they know what they're doing. They know what
garbage.
They're doing. Let me see. Let's get back to this other stuff, man. Can't be doing that. Cornball. Let's go like this, but let's go.
Well, hold on.
See what we got.
How's about we get on to the point? You've called all their pumps for, like, the past 4 months. I've been on this for 6 months. I know I found you probably was a month into it, so 5 months. And you have literally nailed every one of their pumps the day they're going to do it to a T.
I don't know, man. Because it's kind of like scammers are kind of like unfaithful women. We'll use that word. They're predictable. Like, you know what they're going to do. I mean, they haven't really changed it. You know what their end game is, so what would make sense for them to do, and you know the timing of it makes sense if the calculation is correct. You know what I mean, like what they're doing with this whole little V999. Okay, everybody, give us the money in a pre-sale again. Another word for pre-market sale is initial coin offering, ICO. They just changed the verbiage, but that's essentially what it is. So if they're doing that,
well, what's
for
your
the period
feel,
of time,
like what's your entire like what's your entire feel on that coin or that token? It's garbage.
I mean, well, it's okay. I mean, if they have their own mainnet coming or whatever, why are they putting it on the Stellar network? Number one, not that they can't take it off of there and put it on their own, but why would they not just do it on their main thing? Are they going to use that for the coin that's already failed and that they're phasing out? It makes no sense. You know, for number one. Number two, the premise, from what I understand, I don't see how come this ain't working. From what I understand, the premise is that they're going to do the pre-sale, and then from all the money that they get, then they're going to buy the gold. And then that's when the audit will be done, because they'll know how much gold they're buying, determined by how much they raised in the thing. And then it's going to go live and, you know, all this stuff. Then the regulations, they'll have it regulated and all that kind of shit. So it's like, it's exit scam. So if they're going to exit scam, not only that, what's partly pumping that is that exchange that they have to do to get coin. That's partly pumping why that, probably in part why that KBC did pump, because they have exchange that 4-to-1. So they're losing value on that alone, you know. So it's like, I don't know, it's kind of easy to, you know, calculate with some kind of, you know,
I mean,
accuracy.
People have lost, like, it's a third coin at this point, or the third token, and none of them have performed.
Right.
It's like you've married three women. You've been through three divorces. Like, at what point are you going to realize it's not working?
And that it's not them, possibly. You know what I mean? It might be you.
Yeah. Well, that's totally true, too. But, I mean, we see how that Twitter feed's going.
Yeah, I know. But of course, they won't address it in real time, though. Let me see. I might be wrong. No, I'm not wrong. Of course not. They always talk that shit. Like Taylor Ritchie did the same shit. He was talking big shit before John Walsh came on. He was on Twitter. Oh, I'm going to be on there. I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to have other people. He was a no-show. Then he ended up eventually blocking everybody on Twitter after starting a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you don't have no numbers and you don't know what you're talking about. And blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Then he blocks. Yeah. So at this point, it's like, I don't even really want to respond to some of these people anymore. It's like a waste of time. Like, a lot of these people that leave these comments.
Oh, yeah,
if you
like,
wonder why I'm not responding, I'm not erasing. The only thing I'm erasing is that dumbass link that one particular idiot keeps putting on. Other than that, I'm not going to erase it, but I'm not responding to any of that dumb shit. Because you guys are beneath me, man. To be real about it. You guys are unworthy. You're not even worthy.
Yeah, and, like, I'll totally come out and say it. Like, I've blocked Goldman with the Dow guy. Like, yeah, it's not worth my energy or your time to, like, indulge into these cats. And in all honesty, I tell them all the same thing. You can all call on the podcast. But, like, I actually gave Goldman, or no, Jay or Jai, whoever that guy is that has that red crypto logo for his Twitter account, my direct number. I was like, dude, if you want to go at it in battle, I was like, you can call me on my direct number. Here it is. And he was like, you're not even going to give me your direct number. You're just going to give me the podcast call in so you can avoid me. I was like, no, if you actually call the number, it's my direct number. I'll answer the phone. And he never did it.
Of course not.
Huh?
Of course not. They can't stand on that shit. So let's see here. Nine people watching. Nine people watch. Yo, Crypt Talk Nation, if you're in the building, say what's up. I'm thinking a lot of them are Carrot Bars dudes. I'm thinking it's Lucky Rico's and maybe in Harold the Heist Man Sice himself and Owen Mills or whatever.
I like that.
I don't know, some of these flaky idiots. They're watching. And it's all good. What's up? Hi,
oh,
bitches.
They're definitely watching.
Hi, yetches. So, like, you know, so they gaslight. So that's all they do. It's more promises, right? V99, it's going to be this and that. 1/10. Oh, man, just give us all that money real quick. It's going to be great. Blah, blah. We haven't fixed anything in the past. But, oh, now we have a partnership. We're partnering with SpaceX. Like, the audacity of a lie like that, though. Like, wow. Should I be surprised? No. But SpaceX? Okay. You're
well, here's the thing.
With,
if the V99 is a gold-backed security token, how's about they guarantee the investment on it?
Well, I mean, they should be able to, and you should be able to also trade it in for the gold. Because in essence, it would be a tokenized unit of gold. Whatever unit they determine it is, it would be a tokenized that.
Let me read you.
Because they said it's a stable coin, right?
Yeah, hold on. Let me read you the text this dude sent me. He's a PhD in economics, too. So where's it at? And this is all about the V99. All right. So he says, here it is. Hey, Chris, I really feel like you, Truth Teller, Crypt Talk Podcast, are getting under the skin of carrot bars. Keep pushing the truth out there. When we spoke, I mentioned KB, carrot bars, would not fulfill their IPO promise, most likely. They would not be able to put out audited financial statements because they would never line up with what Harold has already stated on certain videos. Did you notice that they are starting the process back away? Plus, that stupid gold miner program has seriously vanished in typically Carabar's fashion. Here's what he gets into, though. This is really cool. All right. By the way, the new V999 coin will drop in value big time when all the affiliates go to sell at the same time. This should be fun to watch. And Harold thinks this coin will turn over 50 times per month. There is a gold-backed crypto called Pax Gold. It turns over once every 40 days. Harold is delusional to think that V999 will turn over almost twice per day.
I don't think he thinks that it's going to turn over twice per day.
No, but he's pumping that in these Kool-Aid drinkers' heads.
Right. I don't think he knows. I mean, like, the whole idea that, I mean, it's just crazy. It's like they're promising things that have never been done, and they haven't even proven that they can come out with an efficient phone or laptop. Just an efficient one, you know, that is justified by the price. They haven't even done that. They haven't even proven that they can execute sending products on time consistently. They haven't even shown that, but they're promising all this other crazy stuff. And then when you bring it up, then, of course, their response is, oh, but you said a bad word. Oh, you're vaping. That's bad for you. Oh, look at you. You said, it's like, there we go. You're cussing. That's not godly. It's like, okay, but godly to steal from people? Like, do you realize that debt that's being cast on cryptocurrencies, like the net that's being cast by, like, authorities, they're the same thing. Scams. Drugs, money laundering, and other dark web type activities, including pedophilia. Like, that's the net that they are casting on crypto. They fit in that net. I'm not saying that they are pedophiles. I'm not saying they're murderers. I'm not saying that they're drug dealers. What I'm saying is the net that
they have the same mindset.
They're in the same net. And I would think that someone that would murder in take liberties with children probably would also wouldn't mind taking advantage of people in a scam. I mean, so like association, you guys are in that same association regardless. No, you might not be doing that, but like if the car was driving to victimize people and it had all those different kind of people in it, you guys would be one of the people in the car. You're in the car with them regardless. Knowingly. Not like at this point you can say you don't know. At this point, you can't say, oh, I didn't know. No, you know. You know what it is because enough people have cried out. Like if it's got to the point where it's at right now, it means a lot of people cry out. For every one person who's willing to, you know, say something, there's probably, you know, a good 50 that may not have the courage to do so or don't have the means to do so because maybe they're not internet friendly. Maybe they're old people at the church or old people that really were serious about saving in gold. You know, something like that, and they're not on the internet, so they don't even, you know, so you know what it is, and they know what it is.
I'm going to say this because, like, you're a poker player, so there's a lot of people that hit me up that don't want to, and, like, I know a lot of these care bars, Kool-Aid drinkers are like, oh, you're just talking out your ass. You don't have any proof of this. And, like, I said this in my last live feed. I was like, this is a poker hand. I don't have to show you my hand. I was like, I'm waiting until the dealer drops the hand, and then I'll show you my hand. But there is a lot of people that do not want to have their information put out there, and I'm respecting that, you know, because they don't want to lose their tokens, their coins, their physical gold, or whatever. But for every one viewer that we get on this podcast, on my channel, or on your channel, there's five more, and there's not five more behind that. There's five more that come from the top teams of Carrot Bars, the top leaders. I'm getting information that is unfucking deniable. Okay, so, and are you and me cocky? Yeah, we're definitely cocky about it. And I'll tell you why. We're not getting knocked out. This is a scam. And if it wasn't, guys, my first video came out 6 months ago. I'm waiting on a legal letter to show up in my mail from anybody from the Leadership Council or anywhere to sue me. And it's not going to happen because they are cunts.
Okay, then. Well, all right.
I mean, that's all right. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
And I know, like, some people could be like, they're just sitting back playing chess moves. No, they're not. Dude, Harold Size just changed up the language he makes YouTube videos in. And you can look at his body language. He is shook.
Yep. Let's go ahead and do it like this real quick. Yeah, the body language, you can see that from, like, across the board. So they know. It's undeniable at this point. It's like all they could do is hold on to their base. That's it. Other than that, nobody's, too many questions that's not being answered. Too many people outwardly growing in number that, are upset and have a story to tell. Too much legal activity. That's really the worst part. Legal activity, like, for what we know about what's been going on, like, from us being reported, like Hasselblad or whatever, if that's being reported, how much more stuff is not they know about? You know what I'm saying? They know they're in a sticky situation. So,
yeah.
You know, all they can do is what they can before they. And everybody that's still benefiting, they're sticking to the script. But they never can really address anything. Like, they might make their innuendos and do all this other shade stuff, but they can't, address the actual issue is the thing. And
well,
they won't.
I think it's super funny that, when you and me first started to come out talking about this, we definitely didn't have the subscriber base we have now. And even now, we really don't have a huge one. But they all want to say, you're not, nobody's listening to you, nobody's doing this. All right, well, let's just say that's true. But yet, let's look at who's come on your podcast. Isaiah, John Walt, there's more professionals and, specialists that have come on your podcast that know more about, the entire business that Carrot Bars is doing than it's... I mean, and we're not even going to talk about who's not come on yet, but.
Right. Yet.
Yet.
They are going to absolutely hate that shit. Whoa.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Let's see what we got going on. Of course, we got the moderator, the gatekeeper, James Doe.
Oh, James, dude, he's funny.
He does his thing, man. Sometimes, he's up my alley, though, because he's on the bullshit, too, sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me see. So he's saying all kind of shit. He's just smacking them up. He's fisting them right now. Fisting. Oh, King Y is in the building. Okay. He has so many. King Y says, I have so many people in email with stories, bro. See? That's like across the board type of shit. Wells running
and
dry.
They think we're bullshitting when we say that.
Carrot bars will be the next wild card. No, they don't. They have to. I mean, like, I could pop email. Some of the stories that I do are from, you know what I mean? Some of the things I got emails I haven't even got to because it's, like, just too much. You know what I'm saying? And no disrespect, keep sending me them, everybody. But it's like I don't even need them. Like, they fuck themselves more than – all I got to do is just use their own shit. Like, yo, this is what they said. Does that add up? Nope. Did it happen? Nope. Is it possible? Nope. We could do like the E40. Nope. Will the coin ever pop? Nope. Do we ever have some gold? Nope.
I'll tell everybody right now, we're going to have a guest on this fucking podcast, and they're going to drop the legal documents that the first people that audited or Carrot Bar is hired to audit it shit had a cease and desist put on them.
Yeah.
And that's coming. And I know when I say that, people will be like, no, you're not. You're full of shit. All right. Well, you know, double down.
Double down on that one there, bud. We're going to see how that goes. I mean, it's like whatever. So what's up, the Lucky Rico? I know you're in the building, guy. I know you'll be doing a video within like 48 hours.
Oh,
doing
yeah,
sneak
goddamn.
Doing your foot shuffling. you'll be right on Aerosysis plant.
Dude, Lucky Rico is in the fucking... The line for the Herald size hand job.
He's a fluffer. He's a Herald size fluffer.
Oh God, yeah, he is definitely.
He looks like that kind of a guy, right?
I'll keep you hard, buddy. I'll keep it going. I'll keep it going. Just give me another thing to pump.
Right. The V99. Oh yeah, and for all you extra Christian people, how'd you miss this? All you Christian Bible lights, how did you miss this? Is it a coincidence the V99, if you turn it upside down, it's 666.
It's 666.
A for Antichrist. False prophet.
Oh, I didn't even think about the A.
Oh. You guys missed that with all your biblical wokeness? Okay. You know, of course you did.
Where's Owen? Where's Owen and that phone he never bought?
Man, you guys are going for the 666, but I'm just saying,
dude. Oh my God!
I just don't believe you guys are really as woke and righteous as you think, because let's just stay on that for a minute. Like, you know, since you guys are so. You can't tell me that you think that it's better that you take advantage of people than to use a cuss word. Like, really? That's your what do you call that? Your moral system? That's your metric for
your
morality?
Your integrity.
Yeah, it's okay to steal from people. It's okay to scam people, lie, misrepresent, all that good stuff. Wreck whole families, hold life savings, hard-earned money. Possibly put people's lives in danger over it because money will do that. But don't use a cuss word while you're doing it. You know what I mean?
Well, let's throw this out there right now. What Carrot Bars affiliate is willing to guarantee any customer's return on an investment right now? None. They want you to buy, but they cannot guarantee the investment. But they will spend that commission.
Damn right they will. That's what they're going to do. what they
All right,
do.
So, like, I'll say this right now. Owen from Golden Independence, Lucky Rico, if I have a customer that comes in and spends $100,000 right now in carrot bars, can you guarantee that money in a return within 6 weeks? Fuck no. And that's what makes it an investment. It's a risk.
Right.
But if it was backed by gold, it should be no problem.
Right. If it was backed by gold, you should at least guarantee that much, that fraction of the gold, regardless, even if the price goes down, well, you still own that portion of whatever the gold is. Even if the price goes down, you still are guaranteed amount of tangibility. You know what I mean? So in essence,
yeah,
it would be guaranteed. So, but I mean, so I get it, like, you know, because there's this dude trying to gaslight the Twitter, like, oh, how come you're not mad at Bitcoin for going down? It's like, I'm not, listen, the fact that the coin dropped, that happens. That doesn't make it a scam because you invest something that didn't work out. What made it a scam is that you invested in something that wasn't what they said it was. And that just happens to also be the reason why it's tanking, because it's not what they said it was. What they said it was backed by a commodity at a portion that would guarantee it. Basically, if you can trade in 100 of them for a gram, that would mean it'd have to be at least, or whatever the change in was, you know what I'm saying? So it would have to be at least one hundredth of the gram. It's not that. Your dude said it was guaranteed, not me. That's what makes it a scam.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin Cash is trash anyway. Nobody really fucks with Bitcoin Cash. So the fact that you have to distract like that, you know, but Bitcoin trash is still worth more than that damn KBC. But the fact that you have to, you know, you're trying to scapegoat, like, oh, look over here. Yeah, KBC sucks, but what about this coin that's still better than mine, fundamentally sound and not a scam? What about that one? Okay, well, like, I don't even get, like, what's the goal? Sometimes, like, you guys are kamikazing yourself with some of the shit you guys say, really. You guys are kamikazing. Like, you know, just spiraling out of control, just reaching.
Right, well, it's not funny, but I mean, I think if you really look at the reactions of these kamikaze motherfuckers, they are. They have no other better angle to hit. They are in complete fucking denial.
Yeah. Let me find a good thumbnail for this. There we go. We'll do this.
Oh, you know there's some haters on the show.
I mean, I know they're watching right now. Matter of fact, there's some in the comments. We'll get to that in a minute. We got some of them in the comments. We can respond to them, in, I guess, if they at least will go in real time, even though we know they won't call in. You guys should call in, though. Call in with the K1 Impulse, man. Let us see how dope that shit is.
Yeah.
So we can put that to rest. You know what I mean? You guys want to do that? Call in. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge right now. Call in. Anybody? Call in with the K1 Impulse, or
hey, I'll tell you what. The first person that calls in, you give me your address, I will send you a translucent K1 Impulse for absolutely fucking free.
Oh shit, that's a deal. Who wouldn't take that? That's a deal.
Yeah, come on. Let's hear it.
Get that phone, y'all.
Get that phone.
Get the phone. Yeah.
Get that POVP. Get that hot air balloon.
Or zoom in while you're using it live and make a phone call with it or something. Let's just see if that thing is just what you say it is. Let's see if it really works. You can zoom, you know, zoom in, and then you could show yourself making a call or using it, surfing the internet, just any regular shit. Let's see what you got to say about that. You guys down for that? For receipts,
free phone up for grabs right now. We know you're on that podcast.
we know you're watching. That's a fact. You are.
We know you just took three VOBP Viagra.
Yeah, you are in here. We know that for a fact. Let me see if I can find this thing. Let me get to these comments in a minute. see who's saying what. There we go. I need this real quick just for the thumbnail. Broken promises, you guys. Distractions. It's a sad thing, you know.
And it is. It really is.
It is. But, you know, it's just incredible to me that the same people that are teamed up with SpaceX are worried about, you know, what I'm talking about and shit. And what you're saying. That's pretty epic.
Dude, SpaceX. Because
I tweeted Elon Musk and never
rocket.
Got a response. Yeah.
Hold on, what?
I said, I've tweeted Elon Musk and I've never got a response. You know, but you guys are worried about little old Crypt Tuck and Grit Grindle. Let's see what's going on in the chat real quick. All right, so of course we got James Doe, Delete and Disappear, that's the name of the scam. What's up, Crypt Tuck Podcast, what's up? Let's scroll down a little bit. We got King Y saying he has people in his emails said that as long as they're making money and not behind bars, they will keep going. Okay, that's a good point. As long as they're making money and not
that
behind bars,
they
will keep going. In other words, they're not going to correct themselves. So if you've been taking loss after loss after loss, you could expect that will continue to happen. And the only thing that will change it, you could take an example of what happened in Germany, according to the Hasenblatt Journal or whatever, that Karabars has to return those who invested in Germany's money. Of course, they did a suit, countersuit, so they could slow up that process. But they are ordered to do so because they took legal action in Germany. So I'm not going to tell you what to do, but that is an example. And even Drop Hill, as I shared that story before, the only reason Drop Hill returned all the money to their investors is because it got to the courts. And that probably saved them from going to prison. They're probably, yes, we will give that money
yeah.
back. You damn right we will. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have that leverage. Like, they're not just going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to return my Lambo and Bugatti and all this fly shit. They're not going to do it. And they're going to try to get to a spot that there's no extradition. You know, they're going to pump this shit, get the rest of that KBC coin. That's going to be the bonus, you know. So, you know, if you guys are serious, you guys got to really, you know, do that. Or empower media podcasts like this and Grit Grind Gold empower. You know what I'm saying? Put it back together.
Who's made that cheddar minus the leadership council off of Karabars? Nobody. Like, when you look at the real people that have made the money off of Karabars, who?
You tell me.
I mean, it's a question. Nobody. Like, there's a handful of people pumping it, and because they're not making the money off the product, they're making off of selling the product. The product is not going to make any Karabars affiliate rich. You're not going to gain financial freedom from a Karabars V999 coin because they don't have a gold mine. They don't have a gold-backed crypto. The only way you're going to make money is conning other people to sign up for some bullshit.
Okay, so I remember you
That's
said
it.
Something. Oh, I think you said something on one of your videos. You said something like, what'd you say? Like, if you started buying gold from Karabars this date, you're just now breaking even. Go. What did you mean by that? Go into that. You remember?
All
you know
right,
what I'm
so
talking
if
about?
You bought gold roughly 6 or 7 years ago by the gram from Karabars, right now you'd be breaking even.
If you bought it when?
There was a 35% markup. Yeah.
Wow. So it takes
that
long just to break even.
Yeah. And okay. I get it. Like, you know, getting gold by the grand is more laborious or whatnot. Yada, yada, yada. But still,
right.
You would never have made the money off the physical product. You could only have made the money off of recruiting.
Exactly. That's the point. So if that's the case, that means they're not selling gold isn't really motivating factor if they're trying to change their lifestyle, because you're not going to sell enough gold. There's not enough profit margin in the gold, right?
No, no. What they're trying to do is they're trying to convince you, and it's not a bad idea. They're trying to convince you saving in gold is your key to financial freedom. But what they're not telling you is, in order to get it from them, you have to recruit. Mm. No, there's nothing wrong with saving in gold, people. There's nothing.
There isn't.
Well, no.
But paying 30% higher.
I might beg to differ right now.
Huh? Well, yeah, well, Bitcoin, of course. It's not bad. But when you're paying 30% higher, then you got to wait for that just to catch up before you're even breaking even.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, other people who acquired it through other means, they're good. They're actually in the plus. So if that's like, you know, I don't know. That defeats the purpose. So that means there's not enough money in them just on that standpoint. Hence, multi-level, everybody sign up, because that's where you'll really get that immediate money. And as a company, overpriced products where they can really, you know, sell cheap products for high price, and that's profit. Other than that, the what they keep saying, oh, yeah, we just want to show you how to save gold. Well, but really you're going to show me how to be a recruiter to recruit more people under me, because then they're going to be under you, and then residual flows like that. They're not really interested in if you buy gold or not. They could barely even pretend they are. They've only started pretending since we started calling them out on it. Then they'll act like,
Totally.
They'll fluff over it for a minute. Tell you about Bitcoin and what else is going on, and then wrap it up with the join this shit, Mozzie Blah. We're doing this big stuff. Just wait. Till then, you better get your money in it.
Spin.
Oh, we're not doing none of the stuff that we said. No, we don't have our blockchain up, so we're going to use the Stellar, and then later on we'll put the KBC that we just told you phasing out. We're going to put that on the new blockchain. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. And so let's go ahead. Let's see what the haters are saying, man. There's got to be some little carrot bars chicken. Carrot Bar's chicks up in here. Oh, we got David Alonso
chicken
in the building. I have my cheap K1 still in the box. Useless, and I'd be embarrassed if someone asked me how can I get one. That's messed up.
That's honest.
Shout out to David, by the way. King Wise, I'm still not sure anybody bought KBC at all. The scam came Facebook. Don't just tell them. Sell them yours for a discount. Okay. King Wise again. Okay. Oh, Storm Shadow. GGG is a quitter.
Storm Shadow is a good one.
Storm Shadow says GGG is a quitter and Cryptalk has no skin in the game, just a speculator. Spectator.
Hey, Storm Shadow, there's a calling number, you bitch.
Yeah, there is, but he's not going to use it. But at the end of the day, you know what Storm Shadow said on one of my, you know what he said on one of my videos, bro? He said that. He said that he could have sold his KBC for $1.6 million, but he held it.
All right. Well, let's see if he'll donate all his, huh?
If that's true, he's an idiot. Nothing he says should hold any value. So you didn't sell for $1.6 million? You held it now until it's all-time low? We're listening to you. That's not even the kind of energy we need in the Cryptalk Nation. I'm telling you that right now. You don't tell me you lost $1.6 million when you didn't have to on purpose because you wanted to hold on to some bullshit. You're an idiot.
Tell us how much you lost right now.
I know. He's lost some bullshit. Let me see what else. JB Bullion for me says David Alonzo. Golden Crypto says Harold will join Josh Garza soon. Maybe they can merge their Ponzi coins, KBC, and Paycoin. That's what Golden Crypto says. I'm not sure what Paycoin is, but obviously it's a scam. If you're referring it, let's see what it is. Paycoin. We can dig up on the Paycoin right over here. CoinMarketCap, Mozzie Blah. So anyway, shout out to Golden Crypto. Thanks for the comment. Also, still, yeah, you are positioned, all right. You're positioned like a chick in a porno. You know what I'm saying? You're positioned, all right. But
if you're at Care Bars affiliate right now, you're nothing more than an exploited teen on Pornhub.
Right. Your OnlyFans, you couldn't even make it. You couldn't even make it in Pornhub,
yeah.
So you had to. You know what I mean?
You're just waiting for the Herald size bunny shot.
You're a 40-year-old stripper. You know,
mom POV.
You're a 40-year-old stripper chick just trying to get rent barely. You know, that's what you are. You're a thot. You're a thot, dude. You're a thot.
You're not even appalled. You're like a fat ass hobbit.
Oh man, it's sad. So Storm Shadow got nose.
No, it's honest.
You got nose.
What?
You just got an out. I got nose. You just got an Audi G. Okay.
Hold on. Everybody's like, oh, the nose payments. They paid out. Come on, bro.
I don't just got an Audi, but whatever. You know, nodes. I got nodes. I know people who have nodes and they can't even get their damn money. But I don't know how you have nodes when you don't even have a fucking blockchain. How does that work? When you don't even.
How am I trading like my third coin to a 4-to-1?
Yeah, what's that about? So what are they saying? Trade 4 KBCs, you get 1. Whatchamacallit? Is that what they're saying?
B99. Yeah.
What? So that would be about what? Penny? Maybe 2 pennies?
Not
for
even.
One? For one?
Yeah,
for
not
a,
even.
For a, tenth of, for a tenth of a gram of gold? That's what they're saying they're doing right
now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Because if you times that by 10, that's like, what, 20 cents a gram?
Pretty much, yeah.
Hold on, they're saying that they're selling 20. They got asked for 20 cents right now. Cause I'm in, can in. 20 cents.
I'm time. Buying.
I'm buying that.
I'm cashing out my 401k.
Hold up, real quick.
That's not funny though. That's not funny because people.
No,
get
no.
It.
If you're really doing that though, Errol, hit me up. I'm in. I want to see that verified and shit. I want to see some. Documentation that's really a thing. You know what I'm saying? Because other than that,
we got documentation coming up that y'all's auditing system was a fucking Fugazi, and they had a cease and desist on you. So if we're wrong about that, hey,
that sounds like,
I'm waiting
that
on.
Sounds
I'm waiting on.
That,
huh?
Have you seen those one videos on YouTube where it's like, oh, you just send us? It's kind of like that Twitter hack that happened, but it's on YouTube. They do the same thing. It's like, yeah, send this much Bitcoin to this address, and we'll send you back double. But they usually do it with, like, XRP and Ethereum and shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they're doing there. If they're really saying that 4 KBC coins is going to equal 1/10 of a gram, right? That means 40 for a gram. Are worth
no,
half a
it's
cent
4-to-1. No. It's a loss 4-to-1. You have to trade 4 KBC to 1 V99.
Right, but KBCs are only at like half a penny, though. Right?
I mean,
so
that'll probably be their highest mark right now.
Okay, so that's saying that. And if the V99 is 1/10 of a gold, is that correct? That's what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying you trade 4 KBCs, which is a cent, if it's that half a penny, for 1/10 of a gram of gold. So that means 40 of them, which is roughly about $2 for a gram of gold. But, of course, you don't get the gold.
Yeah.
You get the coin, and the coin doesn't deploy until way yonder. So basically all you're doing is liquidating all your shit. And giving them all their KBC money.
And then they can freeze your account.
And then they can be gone because the other coin ain't a real thing. Because there's no way they're just gonna give you a gram of gold for $2. Are you kidding me?
They're not gonna give you the gold because they don't have any fucking gold.
Yeah, there we go. James Doe asked a good question. Storm Shadow. Oh, okay, somebody, he deleted it. Let me see. Please enlighten me to your node's purpose if there is no mainnet. Well, then he was timed out for 300 seconds. He must have did some bullshit. But, yeah, I would like to know that.
Avita Toma pays out all y'all's your main nets or node payments, so ask him. CryptoData holds all the node payments.
CryptoData does? Rudy says, documentation, will you never see one page of legitimate paperwork, and whatever they submit was typed by someone in Romania. Interesting that it'd be in Romania.
Imagine that. You see a consistency here.
Rudy also said the QR code was worth 1/10 of gold. Also, how did that go?
Not good.
Not necessarily. It could be anywhere. Okay. But likely in Romania. Okay. David Alonzo says he had a third scam coin and no gold in. And then James Doe said, QR codes are already only one a day, and you have to fly to Stuttgart and pay for all your expenses. And, of course, if you're buying grams of gold, you're probably not just in a position to just fly out to Stuttgart and back paying for it yourself to maybe break even if you're not really, you know what I mean? Like, that's a clever.
Yeah.
Clever thing to say.
Bible,
yeah, come all the way out here. Then they probably won't even answer the door. Probably won't even be here because all they do is rent out a office in that building anyway. They just won't open the door. So let's see. Golden Crypto for one of the new mainnet coin when they complete the blockchain. B99 is different. You can get a 30% discount on B99 if you use some KBC to purchase. Okay. So for the...
Oh my God. Are you fucking serious?
So the 4 KBC is for one of the new coins, but they don't have the new coin yet because they don't have the main net.
So I have to trade the coin that I already paid for a coin that hasn't been developed.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is that?
That's okay. Like, this is just like that three-card Molly shit going on. James Doe says, Karibar's nodes are what proof of stake only. They aren't running their PCs 24/7, not running a copy of the blockchain, not mining. No. That's a good.
He's right.
Yeah. That's a good shit right there. Proof of stake. Oh, is there even proof of staking though? Okay, see, Rudy says they always operate in a country that has no regulation. Hong Kong, Romania, Singapore, exact, blah, blah, blah. So a gram of gold right now is $55. Flight, $1,000, and daily cost to stay probably about $80. Maybe more than that with hotel and shit. So that's what you'd have to do. To go bring your QR codes. Because obviously they can't just scan it like QR codes do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the purpose.
I don't see why you couldn't scan your QR code like from your phone and just have gold to your house.
Right. That's what QR codes...
Like,
that's
why
the
do you have to go
QR
to
QR
some
code.
Country?
That doesn't even make sense. So you have a blockchain technology satellite phone linking up with SpaceX, but you can't just scan the damn QR code remotely from your K1 to your WIM laptop, verify that you have
it. We obviously have to send them our science teacher from high school.
Oh my god. Yeah, this was crazy. It was ridiculous.
Well, let me get off here, man.
Yeah, it's been about...
It's late here.
All right, man.
It's an hour. Dude, how...
Hold on, let me just make sure... Let me just check to see if anybody in queue that's trying to cop.
Oh, yeah.
Of course not.
Hey, everybody join Cryptalk Nation. Seriously, like, that's what we're going for.
Yep. Now we're going to do some real things. First things first, we're going to cut the head off of this snake. We're going to educate
definitely,
and learn.
Definitely.
Educate and learn. We're going to build rapport. And we're going to be on what you guys want anyway, which is to be on the cutting edge of something that's developing that you know is coming that's going to change the world, that because that the fact that we even are aware of this, the fact that you're even listening to Cryptalk right now means at least you're familiar enough with blockchain and crypto to know, even if you don't fully understand the fundamentals yet, at least you know enough to know that, hey, this is something that I want to look into and that, you know, can really open up doors in the future. So you're already ahead of the game. Because remember, there's only like a few percent penetration in this thing right now. So you're already ahead of the game just for that. So do what you're supposed to do with it. Learn, and that will empower you. Join the Discord. All that's in the description. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you like this because they're going to hate it, as they already are. Subscribe to Grit Grind Gold. And, you know, learn on your own as well, man. We're not to tell, you know, the end-all, be-all for information. We're just giving you perspective and showing you receipts and common sense, but also learn on your own, and then we'll be able to link and do some things. But join that Discord shit, follow, do all that good stuff. Let's see who else is in there.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, be safe too, man. Like, I saw out in Portland out your way, like, they're getting gangster out there.
I know, they same with Seattle, man. 12 officers were just injured in a little thing yesterday.
For real?
Yeah, all kind of shit was going down. And in Portland, too, it's going down. But I'm good.
I'll talk to you more, man.
All right, man. Peace.
Later.
All right, so, yep. Let's go ahead and wind this shit down. So, yeah, Storm Shadow didn't really have nothing to say. He could have called in. Any of you guys could have, because I know you guys were listening. It is what it is. Just let that be known, you guys out there. You know what it is, man. So, yeah, we're going to keep jabbing these little, you know, triggered cucks out there, these carrot bar cucks. And no disrespect to those who have, you know, lost in it. It's not the intentions to undermine what you've gone through. It's that along with the scammage that's going on, they also, you know, it's like we're going to return the energy the same way. So if you come at me a certain way, I'm going to bring it right back to you. You know, the best thing you could do is not be emotionally involved in what I'm saying as much as just like just weigh out what I'm saying. If it makes sense, it makes sense. That simple. And if it does make sense, then make a pivot. And that first pivot means get education. And then that will fortify you from even being taken advantage of. And it will put you in a better position to actually leverage like you wanted to in the first place. So with that said, I say peace. Shout out to the moderator. Appreciate you, man. Join the Discord. Do all that good stuff, all that fine stuff. I'm out.